Greetings to you all, dear hearts. Your question this week is about grace. What is grace? How can I claim grace in my life? How can I give grace? How can I be blessed by grace? Grace is God. That divine source that created this realm. We ask you to say the word grace, both inside, quietly, and then with your voice. Grace. The resonance of the word itself tells you much about what grace is. The ingredients of grace are love, kindness, surrender, compassion, gentleness. It is a force for good, grace. So often we see in your human lives that you are running here and there, busy, accomplishing, achieving, doing your chores, tending to those you love. And we ask you to take moments in your day, pauses, to ask for grace to be present, to shine on you, to be with you and those that you are interacting with. Ask for grace to be everywhere, between you and others, above, below, around, all supporting. It is present, and yet your asking is the acknowledgement that grace, God, is present, is providing, is guiding, is guarding, is protecting. Many people think of grace as simply a religious idea and word, the grace of God, which is, yes, a powerful and beautiful happening, the grace of God. We ask you to bring it into your own understanding, whatever your beliefs or religion, and to simply allow that which is grace, supportive, peaceful, abiding, wisdom, consciousness, to be with you 24/7. When you find yourself rushing around or worried or anxious for particular reasons or for no reasons at all, we ask you again to pause and ask for grace to be present. What this will do is it will actually calm your entire system, your physical system, the body's working systems, including the nervous system, your mind, your active mind that is always on the go. It will calm. And it will allow your spirit, the presence of your spirit, to be more with you. What happens then is that things that are illusions or creating upset, disturbance, will fall away. You will see more clearly. You will love more unconditionally. You will be able to bless life. as opposed to being, quote, a cog in the wheel of life. You will be a blessing to life. The presence of grace calms, comforts, and allows your true nature and spirit to come forward. We ask you to think about grace this week and to explore even the dimensions of grace in action, living grace, not simply a concept that you pull off the shelf when you feel troubled or in a state of anxiety. That it is and becomes part of your being, part of your daily activities, your thinking, your consciousness. As you bring grace into your life, it is a helpmate to your evolution, to the quality also of your life, of your being. And it is with you as you walk your path. Become conscious of grace this week. Ask for grace to be with you in every instance. Discover what grace is to you in its beauty and expansiveness. We see that you will be delighted as you dance with grace this week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.